We spoke extensively about the halachas of going out before Shabbos, and you know you're still going to be traveling on Shabbos. The Braisa tells us that in Mafligin, you have to go 3 days before Shabbos. If it's within 3 days before Shabbos, it's fine. And if it is Letzorech Mitzvah, it's fine as well. We now move on from the boats and we go to camels or any other convoy, which goes as follows. Siv Dalet. Sim Resh Memche Siv Dalet. Hayotzim Beshayora Bamidbar. People are going on a convoy in a desert. Beshayora Bamidbar. So you have all, and it's obviously always a big group that travels together, and it takes a while from go from one place to the other. V'akol Yoidim, and everybody knows. Shetzrichim Lechal Shabbos. There's certainly going to be Lechal Shabbos during the journey. So, ki mipnei hasakana, because of the danger, lo yuchlu le'akev, it's impossible to remain bamidbar in the desert b'Shabbos levadom. It is inevitable that you're going to have to travel on Shabbos. You can't remain and try to catch up by staying behind on Shabbos. It's dangerous to stay a whole Shabbos in the desert on your own. So if you want to catch up, you're going to have to mechal Shabbos. And it says over here, you're allowed to do so. So if it's 3 days before Shabbos, you're not allowed to go. That's totally in line with what we learned previously. But on Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, you're allowed to go. And afterwards, there's going to be a sakana situation, a dangerous circumstances. You're going to be a pikuach nefesh and oynes, and you're going to have to mechal Shabbos. Bipnei pikuach nefesh, muta, you're allowed to venkan chilun, and that's not considered a chilul Shabbos. That's fine. So this is totally in line with the Braisa, and that's totally in line with the Shulchan Aruch that we discussed. And again, here we're seeing that the main reason why the Issa is the main reason of the main approach of the Shulchan Aruch is based on the Balamot, that it's all about ending up doing Chilul Shabbos. More than 3 days before that, it's fine. And if it's a Tzorich Mitzvah, it's fine as well, as we're going to see now. For Oyle Eretz Yisrael, if your journey is destination Eretz Yisrael, and you're going to Eretz Yisrael, im izdamnu l'shayoro, afilu be'erev Shabbos, and you've got the opportunity of going even on Friday, kim d'dva mitzvah, since it's a mitzvah purpose, it's a mitzvah journey, you're going to Eretz Yisrael. Yochel lifosh, you'll have to go even on Erev Shabbos, l'tzorich mitzvah. For posting him lishpos, but again, you have to, posting him lishpos, you have to really agree, you have to come to an agreement with them that they have to rest on Shabbos. Vim acha shiu bamidbar. But once they're in the desert, they're going to break their words and they're going to honor their promise. Lo yitzol lishpois, and they're going to want to continue traveling. Lo yitzol lishpois imo yochol aleches imoem. He's allowed to continue the journey with them. Chutz letchum, even if it's out of the tchum, mipnei pikuach nefesh, because otherwise you're going to end up having a pikuach nefesh. Vim nichnas liya achas b'Shabbos. We'll leave that for later. Mishnah Berurah. Siv Kotten Chof Hei Lechal Shabbos Afilu B'Sidra Rabbonon, even if it's a Rabbonon. So even if it makes no difference whether it's a Deraisa or a Rabbonon, you're not allowed to go on last 3 days before Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. You're not allowed to go. Even if you think you're going to be over on only a Rabbonon, you're not allowed to go. Unless again, it's a mitzvah purpose. Mishnah Mitzvah Kotten Chavav explains V'yom Rishon V'yom Shlini V'Shlishi Monday Tuesday when Sunday Monday Tuesday Kfanis Baratam. The reason for that is Mishum Dehem Nikroem Al Shem Shabbos Ha'ova. So it's very interesting. The week is divided into two halves. The Sunday Monday Tuesday go back to the earlier Shabbos, and Wednesday Thursday Friday they go to the next following Shabbos. Therefore, that is the reason why Wednesday, Thursday, Friday is already connected to the incoming Shabbos, the future Shabbos, and therefore you have to really stop thinking and taking into consideration what's going to be on Shabbos. Prior to that, he's still connected to the previous, to the past Shabbos. Then, on a Tuesday, you don't have to think about the next Shabbos; it's too far away. It's still connected to the previous Shabbos. And if afterwards it happens, you have a chilul Shabbos, right? So then, makim de mimele nisba v'adovo, since automatically out of your control, the matter emerges. Levasoifu v'oynish l'pikuach nefesh, you end up having an oynes out of your control of pikuach nefesh. Ain kan chilul. That's not considered a chilul Shabbos. V'poshut lekule an osu l'aftiach. It is self understood. It's obvious. The kula alma kunu to everybody. Also, the laftiach is not allowed to promise the sheyoro to the convoy be'ez at a time sheshtatif imam when they sort out the finance, when they made the arrangements. Sheisam be'ez asiyas melacha b'shabbos. If they all come to agreements and to, he's not allowed to promise he's going to do any melacha on Shabbos. He's not allowed to promise he's going to be involved with melachas on Shabbos. Va'afilu melacha d'rabboni v'drabbonon. Even if because of that he won't be able to go. Say they all take turns or they all take roles. If he's committing, if he has to commit to do a melacha on Shabbos, he's not allowed to go. Even if because of that, even because of that he won't be able to go at all. They say, no, if you can't do that, you're not going to come with us. Nevertheless, he's not allowed to promise and commit to do a melacha on Shabbos. If it's dvar mitzvah, shari umis masne behedi lechal Shabbos, because he's making a condition to do chal Shabbos, and that is not allowed to do. Now, very interesting. What's considered a dvar mitzvah? So we're learning that. Let us define a dvar mitzvah. So Shulchan Aruch says that if you go to Eretz Yisrael, that's considered a mitzvah journey. A mitzvah, if you're going to Eretz Yisrael. So that's obviously when you want to settle in Eretz Yisrael. We know that settling in Eretz Yisrael is considered a mitzvah. So whilst it is true that it's a machlok is a shoinim, as to whether mitzvah Eretz Yisrael b'zman hazeh is a mitzvah d'raisa or not, machlok is Rambam, Ramban, many other shoinim, is the settling in Eretz Yisrael a mitzvah or not? And this is, by the way, very, very hot topic when the Zionists, the Zionist movement, the political movement developed and started about just over 100 years ago. So it was a very heated debate as to whether this controversy was a very hot topic. Is there a mitzvah derisa of settling in Eretz Yisrael or not? But everybody agrees that is even if it's not one of the Tayag mitzvahs, but it's certainly to some level a mitzvah. Everybody agrees. So, although this is the Ma'amokam over here, this is one of the sources that we see that moving to Eretz Yisrael is a mitzvah. We see that over here, that's considered Tzorich mitzvah. But what if you're not moving there? What if you're just going there for a few weeks? What if you're going there for holidays? Is that also considered Tzorich mitzvah or not? So, fascinating Mishneh Berurah. Really fascinating Mishneh Berurah. Who would have thought that the Mishneh Berurah says that? Sev kotn chafres ha'oil Eretz Yisrael yesh oim dehainu davke kedez yishashiv som. Some say that it is only if you're settling there. V'yesh oim, some say that even if you're there for a short term, you're just there for a little bit. For holidays, it's still considered a mitzvah. A tzorich mitzvah to go to Israel. The la'aloich bo hiluch arba ames nam yav a mitzvah. The Gemara says that everybody walks four steps in Eretz Yisrael is fulfilling a mitzvah. So you're fulfilling that mitzvah. You know, even if you're not settling, even if you're not moving there, just the actual fact that you're stepping four steps in Eretz Yisrael, that's a great mitzvah. It's a mitzvah. So if anybody is doubting the love of the Avos Eretz Yisrael and the Zionism of the Chofetz Chaim, here you've got it. Just to walk four Amos in Eretz Yisrael, you've got a mitzvah that is considered a tzorich mitzvah. We should have to go 3 days before Shabbos, tzorich mitzvah, you're allowed to go. Even if you're not going to settle there, you're not making aliyah, but you're just walking four steps. It's a mitzvah, and you're allowed to do that. Now, I remember that one of the gedolim was once. I think it might have been even the Chaim Zonfeld that was once approached about all the difficulties and the concerns in Eretz Yisrael.
whilst he was in Eretz Yisrael, they were walking on the streets, and it was all the problems and all the difficulties, and whilst in Chutz La'aretz, sometimes things tend to be a little bit easier. And then he was just saying, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, as a response. And I believe Chaim Zon felt it was, and the question, the person questioning said, why counting to four? Why counting to four? And he says, you know, it's true that there's lots of problems here. It's true there's lots of challenges, and it is problematic here. But at the end of the day, every step of here is a mitzvah on its own. 1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3, 4. Every mitzvah, every step, every 4 steps is a mitzvah, and it's worth it all because of the greatness of living in Eretz Yisrael and walking in Eretz Yisrael. Yes, so we see over here the greatness of. I saw a riddle somewhere. Quiz question: where do we see the Mishnah Berurah's approach, the Chofetz Chaim's approach on mitzvahs Yishuv Eretz Yisrael? And that's the answer. The Mishnah Berurah over here, we see that we see the greatness of just walking on land in Eretz Yisrael. I wonder also when you there's a lot of people that when they. I've seen it myself, people who go off the plane and then they kiss the land of Eretz Yisrael when they step on the first time they step on the land of Eretz Yisrael. So the Rambam brings it down, but the truth is that probably the starting point of that is probably this concept of every 4 steps stepping on the land of Eretz Yisrael is a mitzvah, walking on Eretz Yisrael on the land. Okay. Yes, we said that it's a danger to stay, and because of the danger to stay, you're allowed to continue your journey. Yochel alecha sifkot lamed. Im isyareles ake bamidbar. If you're worried and scared to stay in the desert, Shemo, perhaps, Yifkishu b'chai Yisroes, these dangerous animals. Who Yifku b'listim, or it's going to be thieves and robbers who are going to be endangering your lives. Vigos d'imenu behemtoi, or they might be stealing his animal, v'lo yuchlo l'leches b'raglo v'estaken, it's going to be a danger. Who Yikchum emoinoi, they're going to steal his money. V'lo yuchlo l'achio, it's his atzma mitboi, he's going to be in danger. Because he's not going to have any money, he's not going to be able to provide for himself. Who Yikchum emoinoi malbushov, his manakoi, they're going to take his clothing in weather. Kulam hu bichlal tzofik pikuach nefesh mutar liklech v'evimayim. So pikuach nefesh doesn't have to be you've got people with a gun in the hand. That is not, it's a danger, it's a dangerous. Tzofik pikuach nefesh goes that far that people are going to steal your clothes, your money, your food, your drink. Dangerous animals, all those are considered tzofik pikuach nefesh. So it's not just a very literal sense of somebody endangering your life, but anything that could lead onto sakonas nefoshes is also considered tzofik pikuach nefesh, which will matter you to be mechal Shabbos. Mishnah Berurah in Sifkot Chof Tes tells us that this psikah that we spoke about, in fact, you have to agree with the con, you have to agree to rest on Shabbos. You have to have that agreement that we're not going to travel on Shabbos. If they break their words and they don't honor their promise, then you're allowed to carry on because pikuach nefesh. But what happens if initially, from the very beginning, they make it very clear that no, we're going to travel on Shabbos? They make it very clear that they're not interested in going. So here the Mishnah Berurah tells us that v'apsikei li'ikuvei choftes, and this condition is me'akev, im lo yizratzu b'zeh, lo yelech imohem. Is that if they don't agree to that, they are very open about the fact that they're going, then you're not allowed to, because that's kilu masne lechal Shabbos. You're agreeing initially you're going to mechal Shabbos. If they say they will, even if you may have an indication, they won't keep their word. But if they have to have some sort of agreement that they're not going to be mechal Shabbos. Yeah, there's a great discussion about, longer discussion about that in Bialocha. But Mishnah Berurah here, in terms of the Shayora, it makes it very clear that your psiki is ma'akev. Shulchan Aruch, back to Shulchan Aruch. Ve'im nechnas li'ir achas b'Shabbos, malach es kulo. If you're entering a city on Shabbos, malach es kulo. This is a tchumim problem. Normally, you're only allowed to... You go 2,000 amas. If you've gone beyond that, on Shabbos you're only allowed to have four amas, the Mokom Shvis, four amas where you are. Not so if you're entering a city. If you're entering a city, the Mokom Shvisa is the entire city. So that's what we're learning now. Im nechnas li'achas b'Shabbos, if you're entering a city on Shabbos, ma'alaches kula, although you were not in the city when Shabbos came in, but now you've entered Shabbos, so ma'alaches kula, you've entered on Shabbos, ma'alaches kula, you're not only allowed for amas, but you're allowed to walk in throughout the entire city. Fafilin lichem mechutz la'ir v'rotz l'ikonis li'amuta, even if they left him outside the city and he wants to enter the city on Shabbos, the kivan, the dvar mitzvah nafak, since he left for a mitzvah purpose, yesh lo alpayim am lekol ruach, he's got 2,000 amas into any direction. So this is a specific kula. Normally we wouldn't say that. Normally we would say you only have 4 amas, but over here, since he left out for mitzvah purpose, so there's a special kula that is applied over here, and he's allowed to go 2,000 amas into each direction, and if he's in a city, where if the 2,000 amas reach a city, and then the entire city is included, he's allowed to move through the entire city on the entire Shabbos.
Yesh Imrim, some say, Shekol Mokim Shodom Hoylech Lischoira, Olirois Pne Chaveroi, Choshva Kuli Dvar Mitzvah.
We're going to continue to define what is considered a Dvar Mitzvah. So we learned that Dvar Mitzvah, you're allowed to go for mitzvah purpose, you're allowed to go not only on Wednesday, Thursday, not only on Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, but even Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, you're allowed to go out, although you know you're going to end up being Mechal Shabbos on Shabbos. What is a Dvar Mitzvah? So we learned that Dvar Mitzvah is considered Aliyah L'Eretz Yisrael. We learned that Mishnah Berurah also says walking in Eretz Yisrael is also considered Dvar Mitzvah. But what else is considered Dvar Mitzvah? So Mor gives us a chiddush over here. He says Chayra, which is for merchandise, for Panosa is also considered Dvar Mitzvah. To make a living is a mitzvah. This is the second place that we find this. Shulchan Aruch elsewhere also teaches us that making a panosa is a tzorich mitzvah. Well, how are we going to feed our children and our wives if we don't have panosa? So tzchoira is also considered dvar mitzvah. Or liro is pnei chaveh, or even to see your friend. Chosh v'akol dvar mitzvah. This is all considered to see a friend. What we do with our social life, it's all considered dvar mitzvah. Ve'einu chosh dvar reshus. Irak she'olich letal. What's considered dvar reshus? What's considered something which is not allowed to go 3 days before Shabbos? What's a reshus? If it's for pleasure. Pure pleasure is considered reshus. Therefore, the minig is in some places. Some people are generally quite makel about aflogim sfinis valiches sheorah toich shloish yomim. Some people are makel to go also 3 days before Shabbos. Because generally people are makel because they consider everything included in dvar mitzvah. We don't have to protest on them. Hoil since v'yeshlem al ni sheisvachu, because there is room to be lenient and consider a broader understanding of a dvar mitzvah. It's not just rigidly just something which is a dvar mitzvah in the literal understanding, but everything which is a bit more broader, halichas to see your friend, to make a living, all that's considered a dvar mitzvah. Now Mishnah Berurah says, even l'schoyro, in Sifkot Lamed Aleph, it says, afilu yesh loy mezoinus, even if you've got food at home, ve'olech l'schoyro l'avoch, and you want to make even a greater living, you want to make even more money, so you're not desperate, but you want to, there's a good business deal that it's a good deal you could go. So that's also considered dvar mitzvah. If there's a guy that owes you a lot of money and he's unwell, and you know that if not now, I might never get that money. In terms of the guy, if he's really unwell, he's seriously unwell, then it's fine. But if you just got a bit of a cold or something, you're not really concerned for his life, it's not considered, it would be actually also. But the Eli Rabbe Mekel Bezer Rebbe says, no, even if he's not seriously unwell, nevertheless, you're allowed to go. The Loigor Moedach Leschoir, it's no different than Hoedach Leschoir. Okay, Mutel Haflik, I was at Besorch Shlosh Yomim, and therefore you'd be allowed to go 3 days. Teaches us
but in places in places that were not lenient with regards to the definition and understanding of Dvar Mitzvah, it is not worth it. If there are people that are not lenient with regards to an understanding of what Dvar Mitzvah is, and they take the more literal understanding, it's better not to be lenient. They come up because there are authorities who hold the Binyan Mitzvah Gemura. There are authorities who hold that it needs to be a very literal mitzvah, and we can't stretch the definition of a mitzvah, and it's going to have to be a proper mitzvah, and merchandise, social life, getting your money back, all that is not considered a Dvar Mitzvah, and it needs a literal understanding. So if you have the minik to be mekel, you live in a place that people are more lenient, you are allowed to take it that far and consider it Tzarich Mitzvah, but otherwise, if there is no particular minik to be lenient, you should stick to the literal understanding of a Dvar Mitzvah. A very interesting question and comparison by the Buchacha, the Eshel Avram, is with regard to somebody fasting on Tzom Gedalia. Somebody who fasts on Tzom Gedalia thinks that he won't be able to fast on Yom Kippur. So I never really understood that question. I don't know why a person should be affected a week later by a fast. But let's assume that there is a physical understanding in that. So somebody fasts on Tzom Gedalia feels he won't be able to fast on Yom Kippur. Should he fast on Tzom Gedalia or not? Now I'm fully aware that the minhag is that to Paskin, if such a situation arises, then you say that Tzom Gedalia shouldn't fast on Tzom Gedalia. But what would be the reason for that? What would be the reason for that? So, and what's really the halacha? So interestingly, the Buchacha wants to compare to this halacha over here. He says, we're learning over here that if it's more than 3 days, then you don't have to worry about the onus that will take place. So he says you should fast on Tzom Gedalia because it's more than 3 days away, and if you're an onus, on Yom Kippur, you're going to be an onus on Yom Kippur, and you don't have to fast. It's an interesting comparison, and he says you're allowed to go, right? It's like the Tuesday and Monday and Sunday before Shabbos. You're allowed to be Maflik Besvina. Even if you know you're going to end up in Michal Shabbos. So here too, you're allowed to fast, and that's going to end up causing you to be an onus on Yom Kippur. That's an interesting comparison. The minhag is, if the minhag is not to go with that approach, but it's just an interesting comparison from the Buchacha. Maybe a more straightforward comparison is what Reb Moshe and Reb Shlomo Zalman discuss about a doctor, a medical doctor is working in the A&E department, or even, probably not A&E actually, to a more doctor that is going to be on his own duty, maybe actually more likely to be a more senior, could even be a consultant or something. I don't exactly know how it works. But if a person is on duty on Shabbos and he could really stay in the hospital, but then he won't be with his family. Alternatively, he could be with his family, and if need be, then he's going to be called in for pikuach nefesh and drive into the hospital on Shabbos. What should he do? So again, the options are either to be in hospital, but he won't be with his family. But then he won't be mechal Shabbos. Alternatively, he could be home, but that will cause him probably to be. End up having pikuach nefesh, which will authorize him to go to hospital on Shabbos. What should he do? So Reb Shlomo Zalman in Shmiras Shabbos paskens that it's permitted for him to go to his family. He says, you're allowed to go, even though you know that you're going to end up probably being mechal Shabbos, but that's a tzorich mitzvah. He said to be hoinek Shabbos with your family, that's a mitzvah in its own. And therefore, by being called in as an emergency to drive in on Shabbos, that would be Tzorich Mitzvah, which is permitted. Moshe says that it's more problematic, it doesn't like it.
and he says that you're not allowed to put yourself into a matzav of pikuach nefesh, and you should try to avoid that. And the discussion is very similar to what we're learning now. So to summarize what we learned in this year, we learned Siv Dalet, which discusses the halacha of Hayotze B'Shero B'Shabbos. Somebody's going to convert on Shabbos, and you know very well you're going to be Chil Shabbos. So again, the halacha is that if it's 3 days before Shabbos, it's also because you're causing a Chil Shabbos. If it's more than 3 days, it's fine. If it's more than 3 days away, it's fine. You need to be posek, you need to fix that you're not going to go on Shabbos. But if he breaks his word, it doesn't matter. We learned that if it's a tzorech mitzvah, it's fine. And we learned that going to Etzur is considered a tzorech mitzvah. And we learned also that the Ramah says that if you've got to define what a tzorech mitzvah is, it can be stretched according to many authorities. It can be stretched to even business and social friendships. And the Ramah doesn't like it so much, and he says that if you have in a place that have a minik, it's fine to be lenient with regards to an understanding of tzorech mitzvah. Mishnebura says if you don't have such a minik, then better to be machmir. We also learned that the Ramah says that if a person arrives in a city on Shabbos, then he's allowed to. The entire area is considered his. He's got permission to walk in throughout the entire city, and not just the 4 amas where he arrived.